From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. Many of you watched the re-airing of Roots this week, celebrating the series' 25th anniversary. We also celebrated Roots on this program, talking with members of the cast and members of the Haley family. Roots reminds us of the horrors faced by African Americans and the long struggle toward equality. As we end our Roots series today, our regular commentator, Kimberly Williams Crenshaw, joins us to talk about the meaning of Roots for her. Kimberly Williams Crenshaw is a professor of law at UCLA and Columbia Law Schools. And as always, Kimberly, nice to have you back on the program.
It's nice to be here. Good morning, Tavis.
What message has Roots left with you?
Well, the message is that I really wished for like a pop-up video version of Roots were the ones that had to do with law. The idea that was expressed here is that law in and of itself, if it's allowed to function in the way that it's meant to, can provide protection to African Americans against violence, against discrimination. The problem was just sheriffs and others who weren't committed to the legal process and weren't committed to freedom. And in fact, that's actually a much more complicated story than it's represented in Roots. Of course, that's the way it should be. Roots is entertainment, but we should take the opportunity to learn a little bit more about what actually faced that family in terms of the law.
If you were the producer of the pop-up video version of Roots with regard to these legal issues, what might you have wanted to educate Americans about?
Well, the very first thing I would have wanted to have a little pop-up about was when Tom celebrates his freedom, when everyone is running around saying, we're free, and in fact, there was a real tension. There was a difference between not being a slave anymore and, in fact, being free. Immediately after the Civil War, it was entirely unclear what the status of African Americans would be. They were not yet citizens. They were not free to roam about in the way that Chicken George did. In fact, if an African American was found roaming about without a contract to labor, usually with his former slaveholder, he was charged with vagrancy, arrested, and sent to work in a convict leasing system, which more or less created the system of slavery with worse conditions. So that would have been the first thing. The second thing I might have focused on is what happened with these night riders who were going around the country at that point terrorizing African Americans. There had been some civil rights protections eventually passed by Congress, but number one, the president at that time, President Johnson, struck some of those down, vetoed them, under the claim that this was reverse discrimination against Anglo-Americans, that it was unfair to white people, and that it would encourage African Americans to believe that they could get by doing nothing and not being disciplined. And eventually, unfortunately, the Supreme Court pretty much said the same thing, that these civil rights laws were effectively preferences to African Americans. Now, this is less than 20 years by this time after the end of slavery. African Americans are discriminated in every conceivable way, yet civil rights protections that were designed to protect them against that were struck down by our Supreme Court, claiming that African Americans need to protect themselves the way white people do, the way everybody else does, and not to keep looking for special treatment or handouts.
Kimberly, are there contemporary issues like affirmative action that you would have covered in your Roots pop-up video presentation?
Well, exactly that issue about reverse discrimination. You know, a lot of people think that opposition to affirmative action, first of all, is new, and that it's based on an idea that, all right, we're far enough from slavery or we're far enough from segregation so that these programs aren't needed anymore. So people think that it's about a linear issue, how far we are from the time that everyone admits that something wrong has happened. But if we look back at history and see that a year after the end of slavery, 10 years after the end of slavery, 15 years after the end of slavery, many white politicians were saying that any attempt to provide equality was too much. Any attempt was reverse discrimination or a preference for African Americans.
On the 25th anniversary of Roots, Kimberly, I can hear some people suggesting that y'all Negroes just need to get over it. It's been 25 years since Roots first aired. You're still talking about this race issue. You got Cosby. You got Winfrey, Colin Powell, Michael Jordan. You got three brothers running AOL, Time Warner, American Express, Merrill Lynch, and you still are talking about this race dynamic.
Well, one of the things that I love about a historical view that Roots gives us is that there were always individuals, there were always the few who could make it to the top. The reality of the situation is that the majority are still experiencing some of the legacy of slavery. I mean, remember, most of us are 3 to 5 generations removed from slavery. That's not very much at all. My great-great-grandfather was born into slavery. Some of the disabilities that were part of slavery get passed on from generation to generation, as well as the privileges. Whiteness is a privilege that came from slavery, and it's still something that's passed on. So until these particular disabilities, the unfairnesses, the disparities are dealt with, which they could have been at the time. One of the senators at the time who was a champion for African American rights was clear in saying, I fear that this is the time that we need to make a significant mark to change our society through laws, through redistributing property, through all the ways to make these African Americans whole. That never happened then. It hasn't happened since. And maybe the possibility of revisiting this issue is that it might, in fact, happen in the future.
Kimberly Williams Crenshaw is a professor of law at both UCLA and Columbia Law Schools. And as always, Professor Crenshaw, it's a delight to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be here.